This is Radio Free Cybertron, hosted by Brian Kilby, with J.D. Church, John DeLuna, XV, Amy Morgan, Peter Van, and Rob Clay. For the latest Transformers news, visit tformers.com.
Robot jocks.
Robot jocks, come on. It is like a total like Gundam ripoff in 1989, so it's like quasi pre-anime ripoff. Like, pull a fast one over here. Before we know,
they would have been aware of Gundam. I mean,
yeah,
but not like the mass public, like the general public.
So does this have Hugh Jackman in it?
Not like the American public. No, that's is that what's his name? That's from from Lord of the Rings.
The trailer warrants it.
Oh! So of course this is okay. this is the Transformers Internet Radio Show. But we are veering a little bit off topic. You mentioned trailers. Of course, I'm going to go see The Hobbit this weekend, 48 frames per second. I will let you know next week if it's terrible or not. So, the new G.I. Joe trailer hit the internet today. Did you guys see it?
The new G.I. Joe trailer? No.
Yeah. So I think that they actually did go and film more crap with Channing Tatum because he is in this trailer more than the last one. So
they did?
Yeah.
So, is The Rock in it?
The Rock is in it, of course. And there's more stuff with the president and Zartan. So, hey, but I am Brian Kilby, your host, with me, John DeLuna and J.D. Church. So XV and Rob Clay are on assignment. I think Rob Clay is helping his dad clean out his car.
Okay.
Or something like that. I don't know. But this sort of funny thing, though, robot jocks. I've never, ever, ever heard of this. And this was live action?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Holy crap. Never heard about it. So, you know, we have a few news items that I wanted to get into this week.
Yes.
A couple things had popped up.
Oh, yeah.
A couple interesting things.
It was like Gladiators meet Gundam.
Gladiators meet Gundam. I mean, that's what Gundam do, though, is they, like,
fight each other.
It actually
sort of look like MechWarrior in some ways, too.
I mean, I'm not a Gundam expert, but my understanding of Gundam is you have a pilot, a gigantic mech, and they fight each other.
Yes.
That's basically what Gundam is.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, depending on, I mean, it depends on the world, you know, like which storyline you're talking about. I mean, because essentially they were used as military weapons in, like, the UC universe. So, you know, you wouldn't have tanks, you would have, you know, like Gundam tanks and stuff.
I definitely no expert. When I think about Gundam, I think of it as like robotic cockfights.
Well, you're thinking more like G Gundam or like Gundam Wing, probably.
Yes. Gundam Wing being the only Gundam series I have ever watched. Thank you, Cartoon Network and Toonami.
Gundam Wing is good, but G Gundam is better.
You're the first person I've heard say that Gundam Wing is good. That wasn't like a 14-year-old girl. Sorry.
I'm just going to let that go. So G Gundam is good, though.
So are you more of like a Wu Fei fan, or who are you behind in that? Troa? You're a Troa guy. That's
not so much a. I mean, anyway, duo. But anyway, so G Gundam is really awesome, and you should watch it. Didn't you watch it, John? John,
did you watch G Gundam?
And John DeLuna.
John does not hear us.
John DeLuna.
Okay, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, he is into whatever it is he's doing.
He's probably playing. And Street Fighter Cross Tekken
as well. This is awesome.
Which one?
There you go.
So I'm lagging. I'm trying to do some repair here.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I'm lagging. I'm doing repair. But real quickly, what were you asking? Sorry, I was trying to fix my face here.
That's awesome. I think my brain is melting. G Gundam.
What about, oh, do I like it? Did yes or no? Yeah, I liked it. Okay.
Well, there you go.
I like it. I've watched it. I've watched it completely, like through like three times.
Holy crap!
I've enjoyed it each time, which is something I can't say for probably half of the Gundam series.
Three times. That's more than I've watched.
Especially Wing. Wing is like an enema the first time, and like a violent enema the second time. So,
wow.
But yeah, if you're not hardcore into Gundam, you're gonna love G Gundam. That's my thing.
Okay.
Just don't be a jerk about Gundam. You know, have some fun with it, and it's really good.
Cool. So, getting into the news, the big news for the week.
Back to fixing my face. Yeah,
we'll start off with the big news this week. BotCon 2013 coming to San Diego, California, June 27th to June 30th. Yeah, I'm a little saddened by that. It means I can't go. But I think this is going to be great news for Shardicon and Slagicon. But I think especially Shardicon, being that it's a great time of year, which is August, and it's on the other side of the country. So we'll be there too. We have a panel, so we'll be on the floor and Shardicon.
Oh.
Yeah, JD's going to try to go.
Awesome. I'm going to make an attempt, but yeah, so I can't guarantee.
So I'm definitely there. Of course, it's like, you know, an hour from home. I mean, it's, and I may even be living in that area at that point, so who knows. Triplet should be there. John, you said you might make an effort, right?
Yeah, what are the dates again?
It's like in early August.
Yeah.
Rob Springer will be there, and Hooper X will probably be there, so we should have at least enough people to do like the live panel.
Grumpy old men.
I know. Without having to rig together what we did for Fanboy Versus for the comic convention that we did last year, which was fun. It actually worked really well. And we had more people watching live and asking questions than I expected. Mm. Of course, we weren't invited back. I just didn't go. I had a conflict that day, but still, my cousin who ran the convention didn't ask me back.
Oh, dear.
That's awesome.
First cousin?
He's like fifth cousin or something.
Okay, that's not as insulting.
No. Mm. No, but no, I'm looking forward to Shardicon. I really am.
I'm sorry. I told my wife, I was like, so I'm thinking about going to Shardicon, and she laughed and said, what?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I know. It sounds like a place you go to poop yourself, but...
It's in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the mascot is like Sharktacon. I think it's clever. But yeah, so BotCon, though, is in San Diego, June 27th through 30th. Now, when is SDCC? That seems like it's really close to SDCC.
So if I go to Sharktacon, can I say that I sharted?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Please do.
I sharted myself.
But I'm excited about it. It'll be fun. Really looking forward to that. I hate that I'm not going to BotCon, though, especially with Machine Wars being the theme.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious.
I'm beside myself that I'm going to miss out on that.
So you've made it to the last few BotCons, John, after like a drought. Are you planning...
I mean, I've made it to, I think I've been to like 12 of the last 13 or something like that.
Yeah.
The one I missed was
drought of one.
12 of the last 13. So I saw you at 07.
I've only missed like 1 year since 99, 98.
Really? Okay. Well, I guess you will be making it to BotCon then.
Yeah. I will say again, as an indication of my wisdom, the 1 year I missed was 2007, so that was good.
So I knew that there was a year that I missed. So I saw you at 06, I didn't see you at 07, and I didn't go back till 2010.
So that, everybody, yeah, if there was one to go to, it was 07.
07 was great.
Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping you'd be in Rhode Island again.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to go... But this is the BotCon that's definitely like all about friends and zero about BotCon.
Yeah.
Until I guess I see the set. If they blow me away with the set, which
unlikely.
Yeah.
Very unlikely.
you know, hey, it's going to be a great time to see a very small fraction of friends I remember from the last decade.
that's true. So, hey, I didn't ask in the chat. Don, you will be at Shardacon, right? I mean, you have to be. Here's the deal, Don. You make it to Shardacon, you can be in on the panel. We'll make it happen.
It's mighty big of you, Brian.
Yeah.
It's mighty big of you.
I love Don. Don's my hero.
So, yeah, okay, so it's going to be Machine Wars, and apparently the comic, the collector's comic this month, which I've read, I have, gives away or strongly hints at two or three incredibly obvious choices for Machine Wars, given there's, what, like, seven?
I don't have that right in front of me. Do I? Where did I put that?
What, you're the new issue of the Collector's Club magazine? Yeah,
three of them are, like...
I haven't gotten mine yet. I don't know where it is.
But, I mean, I won't spoil it, I guess, for anybody listening.
I don't read... I hate to say it. I don't read the comic.
Teaser,
well, you might as well.
Well, I mean, it's...
Just because I can't remember what they are.
What, like Starscream, Soundwave, and I think the silhouette in the middle is somebody else, Megatron, I think.
Yeah, but just because you see him in the comic doesn't mean, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't mean that they're going to be...
I mean, and also, then again, also consider how big the roster is for Machine Wars, period. So
I don't think they're going to go with most with known characters. I think they'll make it up.
They'll make up two or three, I guess. I'd put the over under at three, I guess, making up ones.
Three of how many?
Seven. There's five in set traditionally. Five of I guess. I don't know. Well, how many BotCon toys are there usually this every year? There's five in the box, two at show sets, which can vary between four and five toys plus the freebie.
Oh, and the builder.
Yeah, so you're looking at maybe 10 toys, give or take.
Yeah, I'm betting the builder set is going to be the Jets.
Ah, that would be a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that would be an easy idea.
Yeah, I mean that's cool. That's cool. I want the set.
I don't know. It tickles my classic Generations bone a little bit, but it's also Machine Wars, which is kind of...
Well, we'll actually see the toy. We'll see the toys before we have to make the decision whether or not we're going to get it.
I think it's going to be movie figures, though. I think it'll be non film appearance movie figures.
We'll see. Hey, another interesting bit of news. This week is full of sort of like interesting things. The BotCon thing was the big news, and there were lots of interesting little things. Hasbro has consolidated its media operations under Hasbro Studios. So movies, the media czar for Hasbro, basically. So movie and TV projects are now under one person. Hopefully, that means some consistency. Now, the movies, Prime, at the very least, and the movies are not so radically different that they're just like they clash. It's just, it's kind of like the TV show is a kind of a truer representation of like what Transformers are, and like being a really, 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 really super diluted sort of movie sort of style. You know, like, it's, at least as far as design goes, do we really need, like, that much consistency between the two? I mean, is this a good thing? It can't be a bad thing.
Between which two?
Between
the movie
and any TV series. I'm not saying they're going to be the same thing, but they have the same group of people overlooking, like, the whole thing.
I don't. I mean, they're trying to go for this unified universe thing.
And have failed miserably.
Well,
it's just uncompelling, if any. It's uncompelling. So.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a better interpretation of it. And, you know, their take on it may be that they just haven't really buckled down on it. You know?
Yeah.
So they may be thinking, man, if we just really dedicate ourselves to this, then, you know, it'll be better. But, and that's probably what the thinking is, but I don't know.
I think you're probably right, JD, but I would hate to think that they look at it as like, we haven't executed on a solid strategy and that's our problem, versus, can we look at the strategy again?
Yeah.
Just the creative problem.
Yeah, instead of like, we just got to do this better.
You know how cognitive dissonance works, man. You know, you're more likely to hang on to a bad idea than to let it go, you know. You're more likely to run it into the ground than you are to say, hey, maybe the idea is the problem.
We still love you, Aaron.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got this game coming out, and, you know, I think some of the thought is like, we just have to make it all more samey. They need to be more Optimuses. We need more Optimuses, and we need more Bumblebees.
Yeah, needs more Bumblebee.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, ask yourself, is this enough Bumblebee? If the answer is we think so, it's not enough.
Ask yourself if Bumblebee the next mutation is a good idea. If you say no,
you're wrong.
It's like, so if there's any doubt that we should rename the series Bumblebee and the Transformers.
Oh, you don't think that there's not like a secondary series coming out? They're thinking about doing a young audience series just called Bumblebee. And, you know,
would it be gritty and real? That would be an awesome turn.
No, this one's going to be more kiddie.
No.
No, I want Bumblebee as like the car for a meth dealer or something like that. It's just a gritty chapter in Bumblebee's life.
You know how popular My Little Pony has been? We're going to do that with Transformers.
I am surprised that they really haven't done yet. I mean, they tried it with like Wolverine and the X-Men. Like, why wasn't Rescue Robots, whatever the heck it's called, like Bumblebee and, you know, the Rescuers or something like that? Why didn't they just give him top billing and rewrite something around?
Probably to eliminate confusion around the series.
They didn't have this unified Czar thing.
Oh, geez.
Now they'll have it.
Now they'll have it. Oh, God. Okay, so Big Bad Toy Store will donate $20 to Toys for Tots, and that's $20 in toys. The wholesale $20, so it's more than $20 retail. If you purchase the Fans Project Function X1 mystery figure, and you have like 3 more days after today, so you have until December 16th to do this, it's $68.99. All we know is that it's a vehicle, it's a car that has 4 wheels. That's basically all they're saying. But that's pretty cool. I mean, that's pretty cool. So you're getting a toy, they're donating $20 in toys, wholesale value, again, which it'll probably end up being like lots and lots of C-cons. But, you know, that would still be pretty cool. But that's pretty neat. I may take them up on that. I hope Kim likes a mystery X1 figure for her birthday. So, you guys considering this like at all?
No, but I would certainly promote it to all who are remotely interested.
Fans Project is your brand, isn't it, John?
TFC is my brand.
TFC.
Knockoffs.
Okay.
But Fans Project has done things that I like and things that I'm lukewarm on. Especially in hindsight of like where the third party stuff has gone in recent years. But Fans Project is good. I mean, they're definitely like a top tier third party Transformers maker, whatever that's worth. So,
hey, you know, if my friend Mark and I get that 3D printer, I could be a top tier Transformers knockoff maker. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, right after you make a pile of guns, right? Like everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Wiki Weapons Project or whatever it is, I'm going to definitely go there and try to make a 3D printed gun.
All I'm saying is everybody who gets a 3D printer is going to make some kind of firearm in the first week.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know if I want to put money down on a new house or if I want to get a 3D printer. I have to figure that out.
Just do both.
Yeah, I guess I could. So, but yeah, so now this one I don't quite get how it works, but I like the idea. Hasbro is going to donate a toy to Toys for Tots this holiday season when you write a note to Santa. Now, it looks like you have to do this like digitally. What the story says is write a short thank you note to Santa, and Hasbro will donate a toy to Toys for Tots to help give a toy and message of hope to a child this holiday season. Now, they team up with the Marines Toys for Tots Foundation, which is, of course, like the Toys for Tots that everyone knows. You have to go, I think you have to go to Facebook and like Marine Toys for Tots and then write a note. And then when you write for every note, Hasbro will give a toy away. That's pretty cool. I think that's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good. So, it's all good to hear these kind of good causes.
I'm going
to
do that. I'm going to do that, like, all day at work tomorrow. I'm just going to put myself on Do Not Disturb, and I am going to, like,
listen to your 15 different people.
Yeah. No, that's great. So, I'm all about that. And while we're at it, we have one more week, of Operation Beehive. Send us a copy of, or email us a copy of the receipt. And for those
Beehive.
Yeah, for those of you who, of course, aren't familiar, there are lots of shelf warmers on the shelf, mostly Transformers Prime stuff, and even movie stuff. Basically, buy some of the stuff, the shelf warmer things, give it to Toys for Tots or the charity of your choice. Just send us a copy of the receipt that with as evidence. We're aiming for like $500. You can post it to our Facebook page or email us or however you want to get it to us. Just make sure it's a way that I will actually see it. So email is preferable, but Facebook also works. We're just aiming for $500. So $500 retail cost, and we'll do something crazy. I'm thinking about doing like another like 6 to 10 hour live show one weekend.
Pantsless,
not pantsless, but so I mean it's kind of win-win because those are always the best. Those crazy live shows where we're like stretching and looking for something to talk about. Usually it's around some sort of news item, you know, like San Diego Comic-Con or Toy Fair, but I think we could probably just squeeze in a really crazy, semi-drunken all-day show.
Semi-drunken.
Yeah, but no, those are fun. So, yeah, so $500, get that to us. You have until, we'll say 5 o'clock Eastern Time on December 19th, so get that out. He was. Speaking of, I need to do that this weekend.
So I finally got my Digugen, which is like the original Power Rangers Megazord. But it's the... yeah. It's like a statuette thing. It's awesome.
That's a Megazord?
Yeah, it's just a... It's Super Robot Chogokin version. So okay. It's like die-cast and... It's just poseable. It doesn't, like, transform or anything.
That's interesting. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty great.
I know nothing about that stuff.
I know.
So,
but I just wanted to say it because there's some of our listeners care.
Yeah. I don't understand it, but I'm certain, you know, Paladin is in the chat, like, just nodding his head. He's like, yes.
Are you kidding? Paladin hates everything. He'll be like, I've had that for 5 years.
Paladin probably has had that for 5 years. He knows a lot more about this stuff than you do.
I know he does.
I'm picking, but it's true.
Oh, I know. I'm like the idiot on that show.
But that's why you're
my
great.
My job is to make poop jokes.
My job on RSC is basically to pull news together and like pay for hosting.
Paladin says I need to lube the shoulders. My shoulders?
I don't know what that means. Hey, I just want to point out. So, Chris Triplett's in the chat. We mentioned this before. Of course, everyone knows Chris is one of my dearest friends. He's like a brother. But he's saying that he also has a fondness for Machine Wars. What he's not saying is back 10, 12, 13 years ago, we would go to KB and like race each other to the Transformers aisle, like Wile E. Coyote, or like Wacky Races style. It was like violent. You know, we would like
push it down.
Yeah, to try to get to the stuff first. It's like, oh god, it's a sandstorm! Get the crap out of my way! It was Did any of you guys? I guess you guys never really had like Transformers friends. Local. Yeah. So basically, having a friend that you can travel with, looking for toys, but you're also like in bitter competition with. It's a strange thing. It's a strange dynamic.
You know, I did a lot of shopping with Tim and Heath, and I don't remember us really. Like, we didn't get that way, I guess. Like, we were always like, okay, no, you can have this one. No, you can take it.
Oh, that's exactly where we're at now. Now it's entirely mellow. It's kind of like, oh, well, you want... it's like, I kind of want it, but you want it more than I do, so you can have it. Like with the GDO Megatron. I wanted it. He wanted it worse, so I gave it to him. So we had an agreement that if we came across Hotspot, I would get that because I wanted it more than he did. But, so... But no, back then it was like no holds barred. It was kind of great. I miss those days. Of course, one of the reasons I miss them was because I was young.
Well, yes. that is true. I do miss those days. Oh, man. Hanging out with Tim and Heath at IHOP until like 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
those are the days.
It's like he still doesn't forgive me for getting the helicopter. He means Sandstorm.
The helicopter.
I'm having to constantly go back to the chat and scroll the scroll wheel because it's decided that it doesn't want to keep up.
Yeah. I got mine to work finally.
I hate that.
First world problems.
I hate that. So next news item. I'm skipping the one about Transformers Universe because I don't want to have to read it. Hey, I want to play it. I got an email to for the beta. Because I had signed up for the beta, and I was trying to get my password, and I went through the process of getting a new password, and they sent me an email back to click the button to confirm. Well, the email they sent me, the button wasn't a button, it was just an image.
So I could click
it or whatever. I went to the HTML source, and it's just an image. I emailed them back, and I'm like, I can't click the button. I want my password. But they never replied back, so I can't play it. So until I can play it, I am not going to read any news story about it. So
That's the best troll ever.
I just want to play as my freaking new Soundwave. No, you've got new Soundwave. I've got Billy.
Yeah.
John's new Soundwave, I'm Billy.
Let's play together at some point in the future, which will never come.
So now this is something that I thought was interesting, and I haven't seen this debunked yet. Or nor have I seen it confirmed. But so apparently there was another wave or another reissue of G1 Ultra Magnus, the commemorative edition, the Hasbro version for Toys R Us, and it has the long stacks and short missiles. Ooh. I mean, that's cool, but why all of a sudden are we getting more commemorative editions? And then it's not, like, a big deal. That's strange.
I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of weird overstock or a mold they just kind of had around.
Well, I mean, but the last...
out a few thousand
The last time the last time the mold was used, it had short stacks.
You got me, man. Is this going to have a bigger run in China or something, an Asian release?
That's possible. Another interesting thing. This is less interesting because, of course, it's Takara Tomy, but they're doing another run of the 2010 Predator King. I saw that in the news, which I didn't pick it up. I still kind of like the new paint job on it. So.
I haven't taken a good look at that reissue. Is it noticeably different?
Oh, it's dramatically different than the classic or the 05 release. So the 05 is, you know, very faithful to the G1. It's, you know, kind of like, I think Walkie put it, like in Fisher-Price colors. But the 2010 edition is like uses gold paint and everything. It tries to make it look less childish.
Huh. That sounds like it's interesting to look at, but I would want more faithful stuff, obviously, I guess. But interesting. I guess it's interesting.
Yeah, and Don says it's interesting.
So they're redoing that release.
Yeah, they're just re-releasing it. And that one never actually became rare. So you can still basically buy it 2 years later at the original retail price. Of course, it wasn't so plentiful that it dropped in price. Hopefully, this will actually mean that you can get it for less than retail. So I want to buy it. I just don't want to pay $200 for it.
I mean, that's pricey. I mean, how much is Fort Max is
three something? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
And last thing in the news, I want to mention Transformers Prime seasons 1 and 2 now available on Netflix. So if you have Netflix, you can watch Prime seasons 1 and 2. I love Netflix. I'm a huge believer in that medium. So I love it. So pretty cool. Pretty cool. So I don't think we have comic news this week. Amy didn't mention that she would get anything to us. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I read Orion Pax, if you want me to talk about it.
Sure. Did you like it?
Actually, I did. This is Roberts, so...
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely get it then.
So, yeah, so it's good. I got the cover B, so it's the Romandelli cover. He does beautiful covers. I'm not a big fan of his comic art, but I love his covers. Anyway, no, it's kind of an interesting story, where basically there's like a prisoner exchange and Alpha Trion is in this. So it's Orion, mainly it's Orion Pax, Alpha Trion, and Nightbeat. But Rack and Ruin make an appearance as well, and Bludgeon. So it's kind of like it's this whole prisoner exchange story, and things go wrong. And Orion Pax is supposed to have just gotten this new body. So there's a couple of cool things in it, like Alpha Trion turns into a tumbler.
The Batmobile?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. His alt mode is a tumbler. It's like a big cape. And his mouth doesn't look like a beard so much as it looks like he has a rag hanging from his face.
Sure does. That's something.
And for some reason, Nightbeat isn't blue. He's like turquoise.
Yeah, very green, huh?
Very green. You know that color your Nightbeat turns after you've left it out in the sun for about 10 years? It's like that color. So, but there's a whole deal in here where, like, Orion Pax doesn't have a mouth plate, and he keeps complaining about it. So, I mean, it's a nice little, kind of standalone, consolidated story that fits well in with Robert's universe. I mean, as far as, like, the universe as Roberts has set it up and stuff. So, and it's actually placed timeline-wise, before autocracy? Did I say that right? I always say it as atrocity. Yeah. So,
it takes place in the past.
Right, in the distant past. But, I mean, there's several characters. And, like, you know, Rung has kind of a cameo in this and a couple of other characters. So it's cool. It's totally worth it. You know, I really hadn't got a lot of the spotlight issues. And this is definitely like a take it or leave it story. Like I don't think it really sets anything super important, but it also, it's a good story if you like the some of the plot elements that are there. There's a couple of neat little I know what that is kind of moments. So it's worth it. It's worth picking up for sure, especially if you like Roberts.
Cool. Very cool. Okay.
So,
yeah, yep. I'm definitely picking it up. I still haven't gotten around to reading issues 8 through 11 of More Than Meets the Eyes. And I know that 12 came out today, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Red came out, not More Than Meets the Eye. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I do really like the art in this, though. I do want to mention that. I mean, the art is actually really... It is actually pretty good in this as
well. Yeah, whether or not, I don't guess we're going to have anything for the show, but Amy's review is up at deformers.com. Definitely check that out.
Oh, of this?
I think of both. I know definitely Red. So, hey, so I wanted to mention this, and I think we're going to probably just end the show with this. This will probably take a few minutes, though, to go through this. My friend Michael sent this to me today at work, and I thought this was pretty cool. It's a blog from MetalFloss.com. It's 12 toys from the 80s that didn't take off. And I was looking at this, and I'm like, some of these I clearly remember, but some of these I don't. Have you got this pulled up by chance? Check out the show notes, or I'll put it here. I'll put it in the. Hey, I'll give you the link. I'll give you the link right here, because yeah, this is some crazy stuff. I don't remember this. I'm going to put this up here on the screen. So,
I will bet that I will know 9 out of 12 of them.
Okay, so the first one they list, Food Fighters from Mattel.
Heck yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
No? What?
So they're like, it looks like they're California Raisins or something.
Yeah. Well, it's
more or less.
Yeah.
Anthropomorphic food.
This was like after the Turtles and stuff, wasn't it?
So, yeah, I mean, it looks like the Party Wagon, but with like the California Raisins.
It's an egg crate. So, I mean, how can you beat that? Ketchup shooter thing? Yeah.
Now, so that's kind of crazy. It kind of looks kind of cheap, but I still... Part of me kind of wants it, maybe.
They were cheap. I mean, they were definitely cheap. The figures were essentially like hollow rubber.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. The next one, though, Barnyard Commandos. I vaguely remember this.
I don't think I remember this.
This was from Playmates. Yeah, this was from Playmates. So this was like definitely while they were riding the high of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And most of these are either Ninja Turtles or Masters of the Universe knockoffs. The next one was Army Ants from Hasbro.
I don't remember this one.
Hasbro did some experimentation, of course, especially after the Transformers were kind of petering off, like things like Visionaries and, you know, Battle Bees and stuff like that. Army Ants, I do not remember at all. Can you tell me something about those?
I don't remember other than they existed. I don't know. I mean, I think there may have been commercials or something, but, you know.
There's definitely marketing behind them. You can see, like, mid-late 80s stuff starts to really, like, try to jump on the turtle bandwagon.
It says the Army Ants...
It's anthropomorphic stuff, you know?
Yeah, and of course, this would have been the early Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like, on TV. The Army Ants struggle to conquer the vast land that is your backyard.
Wacky.
Now, this one I definitely don't remember. The next one, Sectars.
I can't say that I do. Although, it is kind of interesting that there's a... Well, look at the handle of that sword, and... Well...
I mean, it's from 84, so...
What are you saying?
Well...
A lot of flattery going on.
Oh... Yeah. So, but this is, it looks like it's probably Masters of the Universe inspired.
Yeah.
It's from 1984.
Coleco?
And it's from Coleco. The Coleco.
So that had to be a game.
No, they did other stuff too.
It wasn't, okay.
The Coleco Vision was their game system. But,
thinking game tie-in, but
now the big one, of course, we all of course know this because it ties in with one of our favorite brands, but Rock Lords.
Heck yeah,
yeah,
they're like better than Pet Rocks.
I love the Rock Lords.
Yeah,
Rock Lords are great.
They're great. They're fun, and they turn into rocks, and we still liked it.
Yeah, they were a GoBots spinoff. That never really quite caught on.
The GoBots movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was it? Battle of the Rock. What was it called?
Yeah, I think that was it.
In the subtitle or something?
Yeah. So, the next one, though, I don't remember. Computer Warriors from Mattel.
Yeah.
1989.
I definitely remember that Pepsi can.
I vaguely remember a Pepsi can, but it's... I don't know. It's kind of cool looking.
So, is this getting more obscure as we go down the list, or what? Or is this just no particular order?
I don't know. With the Pepsi can, it makes it kind of look like one of the... I know, obviously, it's not, but McDonald's did that, those transforming food items from...
Oh, yeah, yeah. So yeah, I remember those. Right. I had some of those.
Yeah, those were great.
Egg McMuffin that turned into a robot thing.
Now, these I don't remember them coming out. I was only three at the time, but I remember I've seen these at Goodwill. Like the Saga of the Crystal Warriors. I've seen these and I had no idea what they were.
But you can have those now because it'd be like meth.
Those are actually cool now. Those are cool looking. Yeah, I like those. Not as crazy looking as I initially thought, but definitely inspired by Masters of the Universe. It's kind of got a Masters of the Universe and maybe like a Micronauts vibe going on.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Wasn't that spoofed on? I want to say that was spoofed on Robot Chicken a while back.
Was it?
Yeah, because I think they crushed the guy up and smoked him.
That's pretty funny. Here's more shots. I don't recognize these. These actually kind of look like knockoff Muscle Men, but they're not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the dude because they were like meth heads, and they're like, dude, let's smoke him.
Now, one of my absolute favorite Hasbro failures were the Inhumanoids.
Oh, yeah.
I love the Inhumanoids, and that's also something here. I love these figures. I mean, they're very large, very creative, interesting figures. They're fairly... Nah, they're not really that poseable, but they're still really cool. And I love the Inhumanoids theme. I wish the Inhumanoids had caught on. It would have been much cooler, and I think my childhood would have been much brighter.
It would have been something else, anyway.
Yeah.
Let's do it in the Humanoids podcast.
Didn't we do like for April Fools? Wasn't that one of the podcasts that I did?
If it wasn't, it will be.
Now this one just looks cheap.
Yeah.
This is the Supernaturals. Of course, it's from Tonka, so of course it's kind of cheap. But the Native American guy on the left just looks kind of like something that you would find like in a an Indian sort of tourist trap, I don't know if other places have.
Look at all those glow in the dark, you know, pieces.
In Cherokee County, North Carolina, there's a town aptly called Cherokee where Cherokee live, and it's basically a tourist trap, and you would see something like that for sale.
And you know what, I've actually been there.
That's true, you have.
Amanda spent a whole summer there,
and whenever I go to the casino I drive through there.
Yeah, she worked at the theater there. There's a big outdoor theater there, which is actually pretty cool. And they have a Native American play called Unto These Hills. In which they talk about how horrible white people are.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Oh, wow. That seems very frank and honest.
Yeah.
That seems therapeutic, I guess.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so much so that they even bend history in the version I saw, anyway.
So...
Why not?
These figures just look weird and terrible, and I kind of want them.
What, the Supernatural?
Yeah, I mean, look at the next one. Like the guy on the right, he's kind of like some sort of fish creature or something. It kind of looks like a cross between I don't know, Merman and Octopunch and something or other. I don't know.
Some other idea from some other
country. Yeah, it just looks weird. I mean, they look like they're carrying shields from Masters of the Universe. It's just I don't know. Just kind of creepy looking. Aerators, I think most people will probably remember at some level. I never really stuck out to me, but I saw this. I'm like, oh yeah.
It's like Sky Commanders, Sky Commandos. That remember that line with the zip lines and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. God, yeah.
In the giant base that like hooked onto a table or your bedpost or something like that. Because God forbid it could just stand on the ground. It had to like clamp onto some random like ledge to work. Yeah. It had tons of zip lines coming out of it.
The next one I'm really fond of was Chuck Norris and the Karate Commandos.
Oh God, yes,
awesome.
Which these are from Kenner. I don't remember them being from Kenner. I thought they were from Tonka, but this doesn't lie. I don't remember the vehicle. I only remember the figures. The vehicle gives me something like a really, really, really cheap mask. sort of vibe.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Was Mask Kenner or was it Hasbro? Or was it Tonka? Or Galoob?
Kenner.
Was it Kenner?
I believe it was Kenner.
I mean, it was later adopted into the G.I. Joe universe, but
sure.
So
these guys give off a G.I. Joe vibes, and so like one of the guys looks like E. Honda's.
I remember G.I. them. I thought they're sort of bigger. They're bigger, and they're not 3¾-inch. I thought
very knockoffy, I guess, just scaled up.
Yeah. Now this one, I don't really care for. The last one on the list was Police Academy. I thought they could have come up with a better one than that. Police Academy, you know, the first movie was fairly raunchy and not something you would turn into like a kid's series. There was a Police Academy cartoon though, wasn't there? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's weird to take an 80s sex comedy and make like a kid's property out of it.
I don't like
Rambo?
Or RoboCop.
Yeah, violence. We accept violence in this country, JD. Sexuality.
I don't know what this was supposed to... I don't think this was based off the animated, though. I can't remember. It may have been, actually.
Maybe with the dog and the character models, maybe a little bit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What about Cops? Was that too much of a success to make this list?
I was thinking of some other things, like RoboForce should definitely be on the list. Visionary should be on the list. Mm-hmm. Cops should be on the list. Was Cops was it 80s or was that 90s?
Mm. It was
80s.
It was like 88, 89 with the rest of this stuff.
Yeah, there are definite misses here. I was going to say Muscle, but Muscle was actually really popular. So it did catch on. Yeah. But I don't think RoboForce ever caught on. RoboForce should be on there. Parasite should be on there. Let's see here. Some other... What we were talking before about Starriers. Starriers should be on there. God, Starriers should be on there.
I guess it's hard to say. Like, it's hard to remember something that didn't catch on. It should be.
It's the kind of crap we care about, though. That's the sad part.
Yeah,
I mean that's right. I mean, we watched what at my place, Brave Star. We watched like 2 hours. Of
we watched two yeah. hours of Brave Star.
Where's the Brave Star figures on this list? I mean, especially if Rock Lords is going to be on here. I mean, Rock Lords was actually not unpopular, so it's kind of.
Scaleface is reminding you of Converters, JD, considering he thinks you have one in your box there.
Is that what it is, a converter, I guess?
I don't know. I mean, you know what, though? Somebody, I don't know if they have a similar... I'm familiar with Metal Floss, but I'm not a follower. I'm going to have to start looking, but I know that Topless Robot or something has to have a good listing of like popular... 80s lines. I'd like to see like some sort of not scientific, but some sort of fair assessment of what the best lines of the 80s were. Because I know somewhere, of course, Muscle has to be on there. Mask has to be in there. G.I. Joe, Transformers, of course, Masters of the Universe.
Best, you mean like earnings,
or most popular, or I'm thinking in terms of things you can look back on now and not say they're total crap. Mm. Like, you know, I really love RoboForce because I think RoboForce had this really simplistic sort of, you know, aesthetic to it that holds up as well, you know, 25 years later as it did back then. Because back, RoboForce was a series about 80s robots. You know, 80s robots will always be 80s robots. But Transformers... It's a series about, like, advanced alien robotic life forms. And, you know, the cartoon was one thing, but the toy is totally something different. And Transformers, you know, even though this is the Transformers podcast, hasn't necessarily held up as well. We were talking about that before the show, actually, about toys that we've, you know, had. And the fact that John had a small fortune in G1 stuff, you know, 10 years ago. And it's basically depreciated... in value sense, it's true. And it's not like you can look at it, you know, at some of it and like really appreciate it. I mean, some toys are still really nice. I still think Soundwave is a great looking toy, if not a great toy itself. Shockwave is still pretty cool. Sure. But I love Metroplex. Love Metroplex. Trypticon is still great, but you look at some things like Blaster. You know, most any of the cars that came out early on, or the Jets, you know, the Seekers.
Even G1 Optimus Prime, forget who he is. He looks like antique. He might as well be 100 years old.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, the vehicle is still really nice, and I look at the vehicle, and it still stirs emotion. I'm like, wow, I remember this. I loved this as a kid. But you transform the robot, and it's... Yeah. He has a big hole for a back, you know, and things like that. And his arms are a little long, and his fists stick out funny. But some things are still really work out really well. And JD ended up buying a box of them today for $20. And they are for sale.
And they're for sale if you would like them. Yeah,
For a fair price.
Hey, don't forget about Operation Beehive. You have a week. Send us a copy of the receipt, just showing us that you bought a bunch of shelf warmers and that you are donating them. You know, this is the honor system, that you're donating them to a local charity, and we will calculate our total next week and let you know what we hit. We would like to hit $500 in retail price. So let's do that. Hey, and also, of course, you can catch us on our Android apps. Go to tfradio.net/Android to download. They're pretty sweet. You can carry RFC in your pocket on your Android phone. I do it all the time. Right here. So, and you can watch us on your TV. Subscribe to us on YouTube, and you can pretty much watch us on anything but your Roku. And if you want to watch us on Roku, pretty much just go to the video game channel on blip.tv, and we are there. It's really fun watching us on TV. I had a blast. I realized at JD's house at BotCon, watching New Soundwave, that really video in kind of like a sort of a lean-back situation, I think is what they call it. You know, watching internet TV on your TV. Sunday I was watching This Week in Tech Live on my Roku on TV, and it's like I was watching a TV show. It's really what it is. And it's the future. And there's something, it's the future using a past technology. But I really enjoy watching podcasts that way. They're really the best way to do it. So, lots of ways you can get us. I'm working on an FAQ on that, and I'll have that up here in the next couple weeks. So, follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. You can join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Anything going on in your world, guys? Anything cool? What's going on with Fanboy Versus, GD?
I mean, as far as like news that happened, like, over the last week, you know, Gail Simone just basically got sacked off of Batgirl, which came out today. So I think her last issue is going to be 16.
Well, was she because of sales or what?
Well, there's not much indication. We do know that there's been a little bit of an editorial shakeup at DC, and a little bit of reorganization.
Is Grant Morrison leaving, and he's dropping off writing superhero books?
Yes. I didn't have an exclusive contract anyway. Gail does, but hers is coming up as well. But anyway, her last issue of Batgirl will be 16, and that's the last, like, you know, series book that she was working on. She's got something coming up from Vertigo, I believe. And so we'll see. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of rumor, conjecture going around about, her maybe going to Marvel or stuff. We'll see. But the big thing we've got coming up, and thanks, Chris Triplett, for reminding me, is our end of the year show. So we'll have our best of. We always do a best of show at the end of the year. That is going to be coming up on, I think we said on the 2nd, or did we say the 26th? I can't remember. Maybe the 26th. Triplett will remind me. It's one of those two, but it's coming up pretty quick. So if you want, you listen to Fanboy Versus, get us your submissions. I think we've gotten a few in as far as suggestions.
I know we got one of those today. I forwarded it over. Did you get it?
Yeah, thank you. So I'm the host. Yeah, like I remember any of that stuff. So you know, we'll do our best of. We always pick like a best single issue, best new series, best ongoing. I think we're doing a best trade. So there's a couple of different categories that we've got stuff going. So if you've got suggestions, let us know. Transformers might be in the contention for some of that. So we'll see.
Oh, Transformers have been so great this year as far as comics go.
Yep.
If it wasn't for Amazing Spider-Man, I could easily say that More Than Meets the Eye was my favorite comic.
Yeah, it's the best.
I think it's
the best team book for More Than Meets the Eye.
Yeah, I say that having not read an issue of Daredevil recently. I love Daredevil. It's just one of those things I've kept buying that I just haven't read them. I need to go back and read my issues of Daredevil. I love that book. I just fallen out of reading. So. Yeah. Hey, Amazing Spider-Man 700, they're going to go into Superior Spider-Man. I am so stoked about that.
I am. Oh, man, it's been so good.
Yeah, I know.
So good.
This last story arc is pretty amazing. So, John, we're going to, next week, for those who watch live in the chat, and we love our chat, by the way. So sure, we totally do.
And not just by the way, it's like for sure.
It's for sure. We've always tried to foster like a fun chat environment, but this is the best chat crew that we've ever had. And that's going back to, you know, tonight's when we'd have like 100 or 200 people. I don't have any clue actually. I don't even look at the metrics anymore how many people actually watch live, but we have the most active and enjoyable chat that we've ever had. Really, really enjoy that. But we're not doing a live RFC next week. but we will be doing New Soundwave.
Yes, which will have plenty of Transformers. So it'll be as on topic as we are.
Yeah.
Possibly more so.
Yeah.
Because I do want to talk about the just the prospects, maybe think through and talk through the prospects of a Transformers MMO. Like, is this property really, like, geared for that? And then there's some interesting stuff that I do want to, like, throw by whoever joins me on New Soundwave. One of them, the Wii U. I'm going to try to dig up some numbers this week on the Wii U, because it seems to be, like, the perception is it's struggling and it's, like, a smoldering disaster,
sure.
But I need to look up numbers.
Do you have one yet?
No.
Triplett does. We should have Triplett on the show.
The thing is, like, the world of video game journalism has started on this bandwagon of, like, despair and disaster for the Wii U, especially since people have now cracked them open and looked under the hood, and it's scary how underpowered it is, and also scary how apparently the sales are, like, tailing off amazingly rapidly. But I'll look up some numbers and see if that's true, and then we can talk about it. And then some interesting stuff on the Professional Player League happened in the last couple weeks. So forever, Capcom has not aligned its fighting games with any professional game league. And in the last week and a half or so, they announced that they're going to align themselves with the IGN Pro League. And so now Capcom fighting games are going to be on, quote-unquote, the big stage with all the more popular, IGN Pro League games. And so let's see what that genre can do as far as, like, a major spectator esport. So we kind of talk about that. Just fighting games as a spectator sport. So
that's cool. So
stuff.
So we will be doing New Soundwave during the normal time for RFC. So if you catch us on T-Formers Live, we actually just won't be on T-Formers next week, but we will be at tfradio.net/live. So that will be then. I don't guess we're going to do a new RFC live until the 2nd. That work for you guys, January 2nd?
Yeah.
So RFC next week, the next 2 weeks will be pre-recorded, and we will be back live on Wednesday, January 2nd, 2013. So we'll have
as
that.
As long as the Mayans weren't right.
That is true. So pretty sweet. So we'll be back. We'll be back. We're giving you guys some time back for the holidays and spend time with your family. I'm losing my voice. I have not had enough Pepsi Max.
Apparently,
it's a healthy response.
I'm sitting here choking. I'm gonna have to like go and drink something. But.
Choose some caffeine pills, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, so...
Brian, real quick, before we go, rank your top three sodas. Go.
Pepsi Max, like top three sodas. Like what? Just in general.
God,
I'm not.
Talk about make something simple, complicated.
Top three sodas go.
Pepsi Max, Cheerwine, and Diet Dr. Pepper.
That's it. That's all you need to know. No lighter soda, no citrus, no nothing, huh?
I like Sunkist pretty good.
Just diet or the real stuff.
Or the real stuff. I liked Mountain Dew Throwback, the first wave of it that didn't have orange juice. It was amazing. Then the second batch of Throwback, they re-added the orange juice, and it was just kind of Mountain Dew, and who cares for that?
That's good stuff. Okay, so also on that next week on New Soundwave, Soda Talk to close out the show.
Yes, awesome. Okay, so we will be back next week. We'll have a show the next 2 weeks, so just not live. So we will be back next week again, and check us out at tfradio.net. We have lots of awesome shows, Fanboy versus New Soundwave, Superhero Time, Screen View, and more than that, believe it or not. So do that, and well, thank you all so very much for being in the chat. We love you guys. For all of you who are not in the chat, Wednesdays live at about 8 p.m. Eastern Time is when we are in there doing our thing. Like I said, next week we are going to have New Soundwave. The next 2 weeks after that, or the next week after that, we are just going to set it out because it's like Christmas time.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2012 TF Radio Network.